Unfortunately, tonight he will not be on the program. Tonight, the Big T does not stand for Tanner. It stands for the truth. As we search for every month here on I Want to Believe on the Podzilla 1985 Network, my name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight for this trip into the macabre, the haunted, the horrific house that Mr. 100 built. Along with me on this journey, of course, is Calvin Hebert.
What's up?
Wow, I just went completely reverse of what I normally do.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. Let's just keep it going. Allie Hebert.
Hello.
And the Big T.
I am not the Big T.
I'm sorry, Big Two T's.
Hick yuck.
It's Lindsay Wolfgang, and that kind of humor is not allowed on the Tuesday show.
You are 2 days early, sir.
I apologize. It is the spirit that has touched me. The spirit has touched me and
show us on the doll.
Incited me.
You beat me to it.
Speak these things. Do you know the spirit, which spirit I'm talking about? The spirit of who incites me into making jokes about your large breasts.
Dalton?
I mean, that could be any number of things.
Dalton is a good pick. We also would have accepted Jesse Kimball, but the answer is actually Joe Bob Briggs.
I don't know that one.
Your guy you've been
my
watching.
My guy that I am obsessive over. Calvin has no idea who Joe Bob Briggs is. Lindsay vaguely has an idea of who Joe Bob Briggs is.
I have seen him on the television the past couple days.
Allie is the same way. Let me tell you about Joe Bob Briggs. Joe Bob Briggs returned to TV last Friday for a 24-hour movie marathon called The Last Drive-In on the Shudder Network, which is a horror streaming channel owned by AMC. Calvin, I'm surprised you don't know who Joe Bob Briggs is.
Personally, I just think you like saying his name.
Joe Bob Briggs is a great name. His real name is John Bloom.
And that's a less fun name to say.
He created this persona when he was doing drive-in movie reviews because I think he was just looking for a character to do these reviews as. It's kind of like Larry the Cable Guy. He's not quite the person that you think he is, except if you've ever watched any of Joe Bob Briggs' stuff, he's very close to the character he portrays, just turned up to 11, which is kind of the Texan redneck who loves horror films and loves the drive-in theater and stuff like that. He had a show on TMC, which is the movie channel, in the late 80s, I believe, that went on for 10 years, was the highest rated program on that channel called, I think it was, I wrote it down here, Joe Bob's Drive-In Theater. He's a big fan of the drive-in theaters. And then where I know him from and where I'm surprised that you don't recognize the name, because I know you're a little bit younger than me, but I also know you're into this stuff too. There was a show on TNT. Do you remember TNT?
Vaguely.
Nobody remembers TNT.
I remember TNT.
Unless you really like reruns of like WB or NBC dramas. If you love Law & Order, if you love Supernatural, which we do, if you love shows like that, you'll like TNT. That's pretty much all it is now. They know drama.
You only got one that was interesting.
Law & Order?
No.
Not even SVU? The best Law & Order? Well, Joe Bob hosted a show on TNT in the early 90s called Monster Vision. And it was a late night. I think it was either Friday or Saturday night, later towards the evening, that was basically him showing horror movies.
It sounds like a lame superpower. Monster Vision?
Monster Vision?
Yeah.
No, Monster Vision was awesome.
It could be a good superpower depending on your situation.
All I did was watch Monster Vision when I was younger, like every weekend. You know how, Lindsay, you and I, we used to record Sailor Moon on VHS?
Uh-huh.
I did the same thing with Monster Vision. Okay. I recorded tons of Monster Vision.
I mean, I recorded a ton of crap.
This was where I first saw a lot of horror movies that I would go on later to see unedited, because unfortunately these movies were on TNT.
So they were edited beyond belief.
Edited for content.
You had lots of Mother Father's Chinese Dentist.
It's a Mr. Show reference.
Okay. Over here.
All right. So, yeah, he hosted Monster Vision on TNT. I think that's where a lot of people know him from. That's of my generation. And he's just really fun. He's also been on The Daily Show with, I think it was Craig Kilborn, but it may have been Jon Stewart when he took over. Not Craig Kilborn. Was it Craig Kilborn?
Yeah, the Craig only Kilborn. One I know is Jon Stewart. So
it was the guy that before Jon Stewart. Okay. I believe it was Craig Kilborn. But yeah, he hosted Monster Vision. Great show. You can still find clips of it on YouTube. It was as raunchy as you could get for late night cable television, but fortunately that is completely gone when it comes to Shudder. So he did the thing on Shudder. It was called The Last Drive-In. Shudder is completely unrated because it's a streaming service, a horror streaming service.
Oh, okay.
He did The Last Drive-In over the weekend, and he's 65 now. So when I first saw him, there's that moment where you're like, oh, he aged.
I wouldn't have guessed that he was 65.
No, he looked good for 65. Yeah, he was in his 50s when Monster Vision was on, I believe. He still looks good. He's still as sharp as ever. He played a whole bunch of movies, and just like they used to do in the old days, what they would do is on TNT, whenever they went to commercial break, he would appear and would talk. He was kind of like in front of an old trailer. He was in an old trailer. In this one, yeah. It was very Texas-y. And he would give details about the movie. He would talk about current events. It was always fascinating to me. And he came back over the weekend. It was so popular that it crashed the Shudder service.
He was so upset.
I was so mad.
I mean, do you think the Shudder service has a whole lot of servers to deal with?
No. Like, but I read that their viewership went up from 10 to over 100 people, which was insane.
Wow.
That's sarcasm.
Slow thank clap.
You. Thank you. Thank you. No, it did. It crashed it. I signed up. Okay, here's the stupid thing. I'm going to complain for a second. I have Shudder as a part of VRV because Lindsay watches anime on it.
Yay.
However, Shudder on VRV, you could not watch The Last Drive-In because it was on Shudder TV, which is a streaming service, which is different than Shudder. So you can be a part of Shudder but not get Shudder TV. So I signed up for the free trial. That was their mistake. They decided to do a free trial for The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs, and it crashed it horribly. I tried all night. It wasn't until 2 in the morning that I finally got it to turn on, because Allie and I, along with Bob, just watched a movie called The Endless, which was a movie.
Yes.
It was, in fact, a movie.
Just after I went to bed, because I was tired.
Yeah, we watched this at like midnight.
Yeah, I was out.
And you found out it was...
It was actually a sequel to a movie I'd seen in the early 2000s that I had no idea had a sequel. But then I turned it on, and they were playing, I believe it was... What was it that turned... I think it was Hellraiser. I turned it on, and it was Hellraiser.
I went to bed.
You did. Well, I didn't stay up and watch it. My God, it was 2 in the morning. I was dead tired. But
knowing you might have.
Not these days. I don't sleep as well. I don't stay up as well, is what I should say. But he played. Let me look up the names of the movies real quick. I want to know how many of these any of you have seen. Okay. I'm very curious. Talk amongst yourselves about Joe Bob for
like
a few seconds.
Are they B-movies?
Probably answer that already.
Probably it's gonna be like no, unless you showed me it.
So no.
Keep talking.
He's not gonna turn his computer around, I doubt it. On a scale of like direct to DVD movie to
these are like direct to VHS.
Oh, easy.
In a DVD world.
Easy. Not all of these. Some of these are very popular films and classics. That's the great thing about Joe Bob Briggs. He would play the classic movies. He would also play really obscure horror films. It was kind of a mixture of it. But it was all combined with his very sharp humor, political humor, which, by the way, both times that I turned it on during the streaming, he was talking about kneeling during football games and Colin Kaepernick. He was talking about Trump. And I thought, Jesus Christ, even on Joe Bob Briggs, The Last Drive-In, I cannot escape politics. That's cool.
That's why you watch Elvira instead.
If she was alive now, she would also be talking about, she'd be a part of the Me
That's
Too movement.
True.
No, I'm not touching these jokes. You're going to get me in trouble with her for one, and also with the rest of the internet. So not going to touch Elvira.
Well, so... Here's the important bit. Did he ever do Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Oh, absolutely.
Didn't you and Bob make me watch that?
Yes, probably. We all watched it together. All right, here's the films that he showed, and you tell me which ones you've seen. We're going to go movie by movie. Tourist Trap.
No.
Sounds familiar, but I don't think I saw it.
Very underrated slasher from the, it's either 70s or 80s.
I don't do slashers.
About mannequins, guy dresses up like a woman. No? Okay.
Nope.
Sleepaway Camp.
Yes.
Nope. No.
It's a yes from Calvin. Also a classic, kind of around that same era, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
David Cronenberg's Rabid.
Nope.
Don't think so.
I actually have not seen that movie yet either. That's on my list. The Prowler.
No.
Don't think so.
Sounds like a terrible wrestler. This is a good one. Sorority Babes in the Slimeball Bowl-O-Rama.
No.
I think I have to add it to my list now.
Yeah, definitely. Daughters of Darkness.
Nope.
No.
No?
No.
Blood Feast.
No.
Nope.
Infamous movie, though. That is a well-known movie.
I've heard the title of that one. But...
They say it's the first gore movie because it's so really? Bloody. Yeah, it's so gory. Basket Case.
Sounds familiar, but I don't think.
You may not know the title, but if you've ever seen a clip of like a basket and this deformed little creature coming out of it and reaching for people, that's what it's from.
The only Basket Case I know is Green Day's song.
Yeah. We all know Green Day. Reanimator.
You made me watch that one.
That actually sounds like an anime I've seen.
It was actually, that was kind of entertaining, actually.
Oh, come on.
Talk to me about it.
You've never seen Reanimator, Calvin? H.P. Lovecraft? starring what's his name?
Which story is it?
Something. It's about, oh God, I don't want to look it up because I want to get it off the top of my head. But it's about a guy who develops a serum that can bring the dead back to life, and he's
so it's a zombie thing.
Sort of. It's more into it about that. I'm gonna look it up because you may know the name of the character. It's a very, like I said, it's a very classic story. It's about Herbert West.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen the movie, but
there's a part in the movie where the main guy. He has a guy that he's working for or something. It's been a while since I've seen it. But the point is the guy becomes decapitated, but his head's still alive. And, of course, there's a naked woman on a table, and they put the head right in front of her private parts.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
It's extremely disturbing.
Yeah.
Classic okay, movie. But do they ever put the head on a robot?
This is back in the 80s.
Can they not Futurama Nixon it?
Well, you're saying that his statement is, look at my shiny new body?
Yeah.
Demons.
No,
that's just a real generic title.
It's not a Dario Argento movie. A lot of people think it is. It's he's playing this on the. I'm not gonna explain it to you. I don't have time.
Okay.
Legend of Boggy Creek, which is actually a docudrama about Bigfoot in Louisiana, I think. No, nope. Arkansas. So it's a movie, but it's based on real events and with real people in it that apparently saw real things.
No, nope.
I have seen docudramas about Bigfoot, but I don't know the names of them. So maybe
Hellraiser.
Yes.
Everyone's seen Hellraiser except Allie.
You made me watch it, otherwise I wouldn't have watched it.
Allie, you have not seen Hellraiser.
Allie might have seen it on TV.
Yeah, if I've seen it, it's been on TV.
I can tell you what it's about. You would recognize the main character. Mm-hmm. Well, not the main character, but the lead Cenobite, Pinhead, who's the guy with the nails in his head.
Yeah.
Even though he was not the main, he was not the only one.
There were ones that were much creepier than him.
And then Pieces, which is what we watched when we played Warcraft the other day.
Is that what you had on?
It's the one where the hand reaches up and grabs the guy by the genitals at the end, and it's like he finds this. So it's about this serial killer who kills people, and he's stitching together a Frankenstein corpse kind of. And when they open up this thing, and her body falls out, and she's all stitched together from different parts. And at the end, she reaches up and grabs him by the crotch. And cuts them open, and that's how the movie ends. I did not know this, but thanks to Joe Bob, I do now, that at the end of the movie, when this happened, they used razor blades on their fingers to get the ripping of the squib. You know what a squib is? Is that the correct? It's a word, right? Squib? You know what a squib is?
No.
Squib?
Educate me.
I'm concerned.
Anybody? Squib? No?
It sounds like some made-up creature in a JRPG.
If you've ever seen the 80s movies where, like, someone gets shot and blood explodes from them,
yeah,
that's what it is. Okay. So they were trying to pop the blood pack, basically, and it ended up actually cutting his, like, private parts with the razor blades. So.
Sucks to be him.
So the cool thing about this, I know I've talked about this way longer than I meant to, but I am a huge fan of Joe Bob Briggs. I always have been, and it was so popular that there's talk that it may now become a weekly thing. So instead of it being the last drive-in...
Because it crashed their servers.
What's so... He had the top-rated show on TMC for 10 years. He had a highly rated show on TMC. His TNT show, Monster Vision, is, like, legendary. So, of course, horror movies are so popular right now.
I was going to say, I mean, it's not my personal favorite genre, but almost every single person that I work with for the past few years, if you pick a movie genre, they're going to say horror.
That's because horror is the best genre, period. It's the most fun. Everyone loves to be scared.
Well, I'm a pansy and I don't like to be scared.
I know, and you're more fun than she is watching horror movies, at least.
Because I don't get scared.
Well, there's only one movie that I remember watching with you that you jumped on, and you say you didn't, but it was Friday the 13th, the remake. There was a part, I don't remember what happened, but she literally jumped, and it's the only time I've ever seen her jump.
I don't recall that happening.
You can deny it all you want, Charlie Z, but
you
got knocked out.
Are you sure I wasn't falling asleep? And I
was
twitching.
Get the pneumatic jerk.
No, this was much different. Much different. I know your sleepy jerk. It was much different from your I'm awake jerk. That sounded wrong. Let's move on. Someone that we interviewed on Blogzilla 1985 a couple of years ago, Stanton Freeman, the world's most famous ufologist and the civilian investigator of the 1947 Roswell crash, has retired. So just a quick note on that, because I did interview him for Blogzilla. Nice guy. Found him to be a tad pretentious, but he's insanely like well-known. So maybe if I ever got insanely well-known, I would also be pretentious. He had a retirement party about a week ago after hosting an event at a UFO festival.
He didn't invite you?
He didn't, surprisingly. But I will say he was the first big celebrity that I ever interviewed for the website. Like I'd interviewed nude models, which I don't do that anymore, which I'm sad about. again, Joe Bob, not me. It's the Joe Bob influence.
Uh-huh.
I interviewed Double H before he and I were friends, really, for it when he was DJing at Real Rock. I interviewed a game developer from EA that worked on the Ultima Online series.
Oh, and...
which was very cool.
How did that go? Did you get charged?
No, because he has retired. He was no longer working for EA yet at that point.
Oh, okay.
So he gave me all the... He gave me the goods. And then, of course, Stanton Friedman. So, you know, good luck with retirement. You never truly get away. But speaking of aliens, that brings us to our first real story of the night. Lindsay, you're going to like this one.
Okay.
Allie possibly as well. This is from ntnews.com. About 2 months ago, one of Mrs. Friend... I don't know if that's her actual name or if they just labeled her as a friend, but one of Miss Friend's ducks went missing.
Quack. Quack.
Then another, then a third, until a total of 8 ducks went missing from her locked yard.
It's called a snapping turtle.
This is in Australia, I should mention.
It's called a snake.
It's called a bird-eating spider.
She said, mysteriously, over the course of 2 weeks, one by one, they disappeared into thin air. There's no sign of forced entry. There's no feathers. There's no big fat snakes. There's no dogs. No evidence at all.
Poor duckies.
A wild dog couldn't have got past my dog and would have left feathers or a mess, and a snake couldn't have eaten 8 ducks in 3 weeks. The birds had clipped wings and couldn't fly, so Miss Friend said it was unlikely. Her feathered friends escaped themselves. However, she didn't rule out the possibility of alien abduction. She said that's definitely on the cards.
Are they creating duck dodgers in the 21st century?
Or the ducks from Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Ooh, I forgot about that one.
Whoever has taken the ducks has taken all the good ducks, she said.
Uh-huh.
I've been left with Squawky Duck and Old Duck,
Aww. Who
is a bit senile. They took
the young, fresh ones.
She said it must be alien forces. They have left me my 2 worst ducks.
Wow.
I would argue that there is no such thing as a bad duck.
Aww. Have you ever met a duck? I would say there's no such thing as a good duck.
I like ducks.
Ducks are evil.
No, I don't like geese.
Geese are evil, too.
Geese are worse. Yeah, geese I personally don't care for.
I mean, genetically speaking.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get to genetics. That's the main topic of the night. Should have mentioned that in the beginning, probably. When I was growing up, my dad had a bunch of animals. He tried to have a farm, but we lived on a trailer on a very small piece of land. So the farm was...
A very small farm.
And he had ducks. I raised the ducks. I liked the ducks. They were adorable. They would squeak and they would run on two... Well, because they only have 2 feet.
They go waddle, 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 waddle.
They waddled. And he also had geese. The geese were assholes because they would just bite me. And my dad said, when you get out there, just stand firm. Don't be afraid of the goose. If you're afraid of the goose, it'll attack you. But if you show them that you're not afraid, it'll leave you alone. So I went out one day to feed him. I stood my ground. He ran at me to bite me. I stood there. He bit me so hard on my ankles that they bled, and I ran screaming. Dad lied to me that day. It would not be the last time.
I mean, I hung out with the ducks on my grandpa's farm.
Well, ducks are great. Ducks are fine. We're not talking about ducks.
And then the snapping turtle killed them all because it's a jerk.
Or, you know, hungry.
That too.
Yeah. Nature is a harsh mistress, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. I have no segue for this one. You know what's very popular right now in America, especially in South America, Calvin?
Soccer?
Yeah. He got it. That's the
football story.
Throwing it away. No. It's actually weeping statues of the Virgin Mary. Yeah. You've all seen that, right?
Is that going around again?
It has. And there have been over a dozen reports of weeping Virgin Marys that are causing concern. Because I watched some of the videos. They have the tears coming out. And then some of them have like the blood coming out. And the Catholic Church is currently investigating to see.
Okay.
You don't look like you believe it. Did you know there's only been one certified miracle when it comes to the weeping statues? Because these things have been all over the news. I remember seeing them as a kid and thinking, that's bullshit.
Condensation and all kinds of stuff.
There is. Yes. You've solved the mystery. We can throw this story away now. Thank you.
Just crumple it up and throw it in the trash
can. Except for the one I'm going to mention. Did you know that you can buy do-it-yourself weeping statue kits at conferences?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's extremely easy to do. That's why the Catholic Church has a very strict criteria for verifying the events as miracles, and only one has ever been certified, and that is the Our Lady of Akita in Calvin, what's this word?
You think Japanese. You think that I'm going to know what
it's the Y word there.
The Y word.
It's right.
Oh.
There.
Yuzawadai?
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 Yuzawadai? Yeah, it's an outskirt of Akita, Japan in the 1980s. That was a thing. It's no longer. The Archbishop of Tokyo, Peter Shirayanagi.
Sure.
Shirayanagi, president of the Catholic Bishops Conference of Japan, said bluntly the events of Akita are no longer to be taken seriously. In a 1990 interview, as of 2016, the Holy See has not issued a formal statement on the matter. That is the one that actually existed.
I'm surprised that it was Japan that got the actual one.
It's weird,
isn't
it?
Right?
Yeah.
Because isn't like Mexico famous for there's that whole crawling on your knees?
That's where all of these sightings have been. Yeah. Like I looked at it was across Mexico, and not just Mexico, but you know Honduras I think was one of them, a couple of other places, but all very kind of South American-y places.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird that Japan is the one that, you know, I guess Japan just does it better. Of course, what's really weird is that the statue, after it wept, then grew tentacles, which then wrapped around a bunch of girls' legs and went up.
We've seen this too many times.
Have you seen that anime?
Before.
Yeah.
The anime, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I think there's another word for it.
Hentai?
That's the one.
I'm surprised you didn't jump in on that one.
No, not my flavor. Sorry.
Now, you guys, you two specifically, are or have
pointing
been
on a podcast.
Pointing at Allie and Calvin, the two A-Bears. You have or have been at one point very religious. Still are. What are your thoughts on weeping statues, legitimately? Like, do you think there's anything to this, or is it just a hoax?
Because
I think it's a hoax, personally. I put weeping statues along with Ouija boards as, like, I do not believe in them.
Well, I think, yeah, hoax, but Japan got away with it because they're more technologically advanced. Like, I'm sure that there was some trickery that other...
That the Virgin Mary statue then turned into a mech.
Which
fought aliens who were abducting ducks.
That might be interesting, actually.
Why would they abduct ducks is my question. Let's go back to
that. Duck Dodgers!
That was one duck. Why would you need eight of them?
Well,
because one wasn't enough.
Yeah, you have to have eight ducks worth of duck in one duck.
To make one good duck?
Duck Dodgers, yeah.
Allie, do you know what Duck Dodgers is?
Probably.
She does not.
Darkwing Duck?
It's Daffy Duck. It's Daffy Duck, but he's in the future.
We have a pop of him in the living room.
And what's Porky Pig's name in that? Oh.
Scout?
Oh, isn't it Cadet?
Cadet, yes. It's Cadet.
You disappoint me.
It's been a long time since I've watched Looney Tunes.
Disappoint.
Is that the one with
everyone.
Marvin?
Yes. Yeah, Marvin the Martian? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You remember Marvin the Martian?
Yes.
Okay.
He has a dog, too.
One of cartoon's first blackface characters, along with Mr. Popo.
Oh, Popo. Mr. Popo.
And Mr. Mime, that they then recolored purple.
Oh, and Jinx.
Or that's what I'm thinking
Jinx,
of. Yeah.
It was Jinx.
Mr. Mime was not blackface.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Mime was.
This is a weird show to me.
Why isn't Clownface racist?
What, against clowns?
Yeah.
I think they have it coming after.
Or Mimeface, I guess.
A couple of years ago, you remember they had the big scare where the clowns were chasing people?
Yeah.
What happened to that? Man, I missed that. That was interesting. We were going to go clown hunting 2 years ago for, was it
I thought you did.
No, we were going to. It was the first Tanner Thursday, I think. Or was it the second?
I don't know.
It was maybe the second Tanner Thursday, the annual Tanner, not Tanner Thursday, what was it? Terrifying Tanner Thursday. We were going to go clown hunting, but no one wanted to go with me. People will go ghost hunting, though,
but not clown hunting.
I'm going to not go after people that might stab you?
Bring a knife.
Well, I think what ended
Turn him into the ghost, then we'll hunt the ghost.
I think that's what ended
I'm
it.
I'm not a
people
murderer.
Standing up to them.
Yeah.
And there's like videos of clowns getting punched out like in parking lots and stuff now.
And that was the good clowns. Those were the clowns that were just trying to make a living entertaining children. Although, if
Maybe.
You're a child and you've ever found a clown entertaining, what's wrong with you?
Bart Simpson?
Well, that's Krusty. That's different.
He's still a clown.
Yeah, he's kind of a clown. He's Jewish.
Wow.
I mean, there've I
only
used
been,
to watch the Bozo Show on Sunday mornings.
There's only been two clowns of worth. Three.
Three.
Krusty the Clown.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Kefka.
Okay.
Okay.
Final Fantasy VI, I'll agree with that one.
And Pennywise.
Okay.
Name another clown.
Not McDonald.
Ronald McDonald?
Yeah.
He put a beetle in my food once. I refuse.
Yeah, I'm sure he personally came to that McDonald's.
I refuse to talk to him at this point. Name one other good clown. Allie, if you can name a clown right now, Name one other clown right now. One other clown. Doink. If you can, hold on. Wait. Doink? One,
that's the only one that came into my head.
That one from One Piece that splits up his body.
I refuse to watch One Piece.
I've also never watched One Piece.
I forget his name.
Oh, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Those weren't good clowns, though.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Troa was a clown.
He was a half clown. All right. I forgot. I don't have this on here. Last story, and then we're going to get to the main event. The main topic tonight is about genetic engineering. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Question.
Genetic fungineering?
Question mark.
Well, fungineering.
We have our fungineering degrees, so we're all good for this. So this was sent to me by a couple different people, and I want to talk about it. It is from heartlandweekend.com, which is either owned or operated by KFVS 12, which is here in Missouri. Right here, right here in our backyard.
Posted, wasn't it?
I don't know if Mimi posted it. I know Hunter sent it to me. And I think Derek Boxdorfer also sent it to me, along with at least one or two other people that I cannot remember. Mimi may be one of them. But it was about the Bloomfield Road here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and about how it is apparently haunted. It's one of the most haunted roads in Missouri. They had Dr. Frank Nickel on, who's a local historian, and he recalled the story of Mad Lucy. If you ever hear a ghost story and they have a name like Mad Lucy, the story is immediately not true.
Yeah.
But it was a woman who lived along the highway with her family, and it was in a buggy accident, which either means that it was very early in Cape Girardeau's history, or she's Amish. I don't know if we get a lot of Amish here in Cape Girardeau. I've never seen one.
Or it was a dune buggy.
Or, you know,
why would we have a dune buggy?
Why would you be on a dune buggy on Bloomfield?
Well,
because of rednecks.
There you go.
Yeah. But she was in an accident and he says this, I'm not making this up, she was on an accident on a dark and stormy night. He also said that, and this is the part I don't get, she lived through the night, but people still hear her calling for help on a dark and stormy night. Again, if you have dark and stormy night in your story, it's bullshit. Ghost stories that sound too good to be true
are
too good to be true.
But it has to be true because that's what the episode of Supernatural.
No, it wasn't.
What,
the episode
Bloomfield Road?
The episode of Supernatural was about racist river workers.
And a ghost truck that was chasing down black people. True story, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever watched Supernatural, Cape Girardeau's in an episode.
Yes, and it's literally a road.
And we're a port town with a huge fishing industry. They've never been to Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Clearly, they just hit a point on the map and said, that sounds swampy.
I mean, historically, we were a port town with a big fishing industry.
But okay.
A big-ish fishing industry.
They must have been looking
recently.
Yeah, right. The only thing downtown at Cape Girardeau now that's fish-wise is crabs, if you know what I mean. Joe Bob again. It's Joe Bob. It's the influence.
Resorts.
Yeah, you can get a lot of crabs there.
You can also get gator.
I had gator once. I wasn't a big fan. It's very, it was kind of slimy.
For the price, it's not really worth it.
I wanted, because Allie made me try gator, and I, it was okay. It wasn't my favorite thing. She's looking at me like, I didn't know that you didn't like it. It's not that I didn't like it, I just.
Well, because the night you were saying, this is kind of slimy, I don't like this.
I did say that night?
You didn't.
Oh, did I say I liked it?
Yeah.
Wasn't that when we first started hanging out? I probably lied to you a lot. My name's not. I'm not even rich.
Oh wow! Never would have guessed.
I don't know if I ever told you that. Anyway, so this is a stupid story. The only thing that's ever scary about Bloomfield Road to me wasn't even happened to me. It happened to Calvin. Calvin, please tell us about Bloomfield Road.
Me driving back in the middle of the night, and we used to have this really bad the black van alley.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yes.
I almost completely totaled it on a huge ditch there.
Why would you do that?
Because I was a stupid teenager and going like 40 miles in a 20 mile
was
an hour
it
road.
The actual part of Bloomfield Road that's where
haunted?
It's supposed to
oh, yeah,
be
it's
haunted,
the one out in
the further
woods.
Down.
Yeah, and it runs into that. It's
richer neighborhood.
Well, yeah, there is that richer neighborhood back there, but there's
oh, really? Dalhousie?
Ugh. Yeah, there's that one road that's connected to the interstate, so you're like...
Right, yeah, and that's what they were talking about. It's near that, apparently, where this happens. I am personally, I'm going to announce this now, that in the next couple of weeks, we are going to go to Bloomfield Road at night, and we're going to try to time it during a dark and stormy night to see if we can hear the cries of help, the plea for assistance
the
from
wind?
Mad Lucy. So you don't believe in this,
the
Lindsay?
Wind.
No.
Was the wind. When I grew up in southern Illinois, a little town called Mound City, which is, as you might have assumed, was built on burial mounds of Indians. So it was already said to be haunted for a couple of places. We had a national cemetery there, and we had old shipyards and stuff like that. It was a very cool place to grow up. Very poor, but whatever. And I grew up right outside of it on a little road called Hudsonville Road. Nothing spectacular, just a dirt road with a railroad track and a bunch of woods. We're right across the literally across the street and down the field a little bit from the national cemetery.
Hmm.
When I used to go outside, sometimes I would go out at night and I would sit out there and stare up at the stars as I want to do, looking for UFOs, because I did that as a young age. And I would hear screams. I would hear just bloody screams coming from I don't know what.
People sacrificing in the cemetery?
Again, this is a national cemetery. Did you say baboons?
Raccoons.
Okay, I'm about to say Jesus, I mean, Lindsay. Save it for after dark.
When I was growing up, we lived at a manse, which is a church-owned home, but it was right across the street from a cemetery. And
around, like, woods.
Yeah, and, like, in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, a place called Fruit Hill. Nobody knows it exists, except for the three people who live there. But you would hear...
It's a road.
Yeah, it's a road with a church on it. But you would hear screams at night, but they were all, like, bobcats.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I think this could have been a bobcat, too, because I think there were bobcat sightings around the southern Illinois area when I was growing up. But when you're growing up, you know, you don't feel that. You just hear the screams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
and if you've never heard a bobcat scream,
it's
unsettling.
It's unsettling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a word for it.
Now, that I'm pretty sure that road
nightmare
was haunted.
Nightmare-inducing is another one.
I did see ghosts growing up in that trailer that I lived in, especially. Not just the ghosts of, like, you know, sadness because we were poor. Like, legitimate ghosts. I saw colored flames in the night sky in my room. I heard voices. I saw shadows moving around. I saw the ghost of my uncle walking in between rooms after he had passed away. I saw all these things. I heard his voice one night, plain as day, when I was going to the bathroom back near where he lived. I mean, I heard these things. And you get to be an age where you start to wonder, was this actually things that happened? Or was I so young that I thought these things happened and maybe I'm remembering it wrong? But I stand by it that I think there was something out there. But, you know, who really knows? That's why we do this show, because we're in search of the truth. Although we really don't look for the truth very often. We just kind of repeat stories about possible truths that we read online. Which is why it's important that we're going to go to Bloomfield Road on a dark and stormy night. And we're going to look for the ghost of Mad Lucy. So mark your calendars, kids. Because of the next I Want to Believe, we will tell you all about our experiences on Bloomfield Road.
You better watch the weather reports then.
Oh, Grant Dade and I are like this. Got the hookup.
Okay.
I know him personally. Did I ever tell you my Grant Dade story?
I know you were harassing him on Facebook one day.
Calvin, did I tell you my Grant Dade story then? So Grant Dade is the weatherman on KFS 12.
Yeah.
And he was doing a live report about the upcoming storms. This is right after Pokemon Go came out. And I got on the feed while he was talking, and I asked him.
Where's that Gyarados?
Well, no, I said that I heard that if I put my phone on like a metal rod and hold it closer to the sky, there's a better chance I can catch a Zapdos. Is that true? Which he was not amused. Other people got the joke. He did not. And he very sternly warned me against doing that.
Did he know what a Zapdos was?
I don't think so.
So he just saw somebody asking the stupidest question.
The dumbest question possible. And yeah. So that's,
hey, if I make myself into a lightning rod,
can I catch a lightning Pokemon?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, the science is legit. The argument is solid. The logic is sound.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Let's talk about the main topic tonight. And I wrote very little notes for this. I told Calvin good luck. This is something Calvin wanted to talk about, and I also want to talk about it. The problem is, unlike a lot of things that we discuss on the show, I don't know a damn thing about it. So here we go. Tonight's topic is about genetic engineering, like they did in Jurassic Park. Allie is showing Lindsay something. Lindsay is showing Allie something. Yeah. What is that? You want to share with the class?
You said Zapdos, and I had found a plush.
You looked up a Zapdos.
No, I found that earlier.
Is that on Wish?
Yes.
Tonight's episode of I Want to Believe brought to you by Wish. When you want the best in bootleg products delivered
you
to you somewhere between 3 to 4 months after you order it.
Yep.
That long, really? Man.
That's why it's
straight
so cheap.
From China.
Straight from China. Yeah. Well, straight from the pretty cheapest much, part of yeah. China.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, talking about genetic engineering, and if you watched Last Week Tonight, which you should, it's a fantastic show, with John Oliver, they did a segment on the most recent show about CRISPR. Calvin, tell them what CRISPR is.
It's where you put your lettuce in the fridge.
Yes. And other vegetables.
Why is Tanner not here?
I have clue what the actual acronym stands for.
I can tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
It's clustered, regularly interspaced, short, palindromic repeats.
Didn't John Oliver tell you that you don't need to know any of that?
Now, before Calvin gets in about it, I will explain to the people out there listening who maybe want an explanation about what CRISPR is. It is a family of DNA sequences in bacteria and archaea. The sequences contain snippets of DNA from viruses that have tapped the prokaryote. I don't know. These snippets are used by the prokaryote. God, some.
I don't feel like you're saying these words right.
Some smart person out there is just having a freaking heart attack right now. To detect and destroy DNA from similar viruses during subsequent attacks. These sequences play a key role in a prokaryotic defense system.
Prokaryotic? Is that what you're trying to say?
Prokaryotic defense system, and form the basis of a technology known as CRISPR that effectively and specifically changes genes within organisms. So, if you were wondering, there it is.
Prokaryotes.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I put, basically, it's genetic editing.
For the most part. So you're the way that they explained it on John Oliver, which is actually a fairly apt way, is it's control C, control V, but for DNA.
Right.
It's
copy paste.
It overrides some segment of DNA that you don't want with a different segment of DNA.
That you don't want.
That you might not want. But it's there's multiple ways to do it. One is to affect the body that you're putting it in right away, which is very hit or miss.
And dangerous, it sounds like.
And probably dangerous. And then there's the one that affects your offspring, future generations.
Which sucks for them, but hey.
Yeah, whatever. Apparently it's easier to get to work because then the organism grows that way. But then the organism grows that way, and if you don't want it, sucks to suck.
If you're a kid and you're born with like a fourth arm, because you've already got three because you're from Kentucky, and you've got a fourth
and
arm.
And you're blue.
And you're blue. And you go, why do I have the fourth arm? And they tell you, daddy says, well, daddy bought a CRISPR kit offline, which you can do.
Yes. Yeah.
They sell CRISPR kits where you can do your own genetic editing.
That seems so highly illegal.
And everyone can do it. Literally. Anyone can do this. Anyone can. It's like...
You can do it, but should you do it?
When I was younger, and I found my first music maker where mm-hmm. you could take samples and loops, and you could make your own loops, and you could put them and form your own songs, and I thought I was a record producer. That's basically what it is now with DNA, that people can take genetic coding, and one, if you're really smart, you can do it and maybe do some good, but two, if you're just some asshole that wants to be the next John Hammond, you can mess whatever you want up, and you could create your own Monkey Man.
Yeah, but good luck, because unless you're really smart, you're probably not going to do it right. Like that guy who tried to make himself stronger.
He tried to increase his muscle mass in one arm, so he injected himself with a genetic code thing, serum, that someone made online and mm-hmm. sent him.
Yeah.
This is the fall of humanity, is people are injecting themselves with genetic coding that someone else made, with DNA. This is stupid. I can't believe we're talking about this.
I mean, but it's remarkable science.
It is.
But it should be, how should I put it?
You should leave it to the smart people?
Yeah, but you should also not expect it to go well. I'm kind of trying not to be the guy from Jurassic Park. The Chaos Theorist?
Ian Malcolm?
Yeah.
Played by the delicious-looking Jeff Goldblum?
Sure. but that's pretty much what it is. You're tempting fate with it.
They spent so much time figuring out if they could do it. They never asked themselves if they should do it. Because genetic editing could have, in reality, it could have a lot of positive effects.
It's saved a bunch of people.
You could take out the codes that, you know, maybe genetic defects. birth defects, stuff like that. You could literally take those out and put something else in. Or what they're afraid will happen, that's called designer babies, where you could put
Which
in...
Which has already happened in some countries.
Yeah, and you could make a kid that's tall. You can make a, you could cut out the genes that make you fat or something like that. Like, you could basically design your child in the future, theoretically, to look or be however you want it to be. And I guess, is that something that we should pursue, or is that going too far? Because is it really? We already have it now where if you're not happy with your face, you can go get your face redone. Mm-hmm. You can have liposuction. You can have breast augmentation.
That's also you deciding for yourself.
Yeah, but
true.
You're right. But I mean,
this is your parent deciding for you.
And if they get better at the version of it that affects you already grown, then it'll probably just be potentially cheaper and maybe not easier, but more effective plastic surgery.
Right.
Which would be cool if you leave it to the scientists who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
As opposed to it's a crapshoot.
Yeah. Not some dude that just got off a game of Fortnite and he decided to go ahead and mix some genes and see what pops out. None of the things I say makes sense.
No, because it's fine.
I'm not a scientist. I am strictly looking at this from a normal human standpoint. I love the paranormal. What I like about the paranormal is that a lot of it is unexplained. I can't tell you why ghosts are the way they are. I also can't tell you why science is the way it is, but there are people who can. I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it from the other guy from Jurassic Park. I'm the lawyer. I get eaten by a T-Rex.
You're excited at the amount of money you're going to make.
I am excited by the prospect of it, because if I could just inject myself and not have heart disease anymore, or, you know.
You mean high blood pressure?
High blood pressure, yeah. Well, whatever. Both. Why can't I just inject myself and take away heart disease, too?
Sure.
Or if I wanted, you know, if I want my kid to be blonde, you know?
You want to Aryan race your children?
I didn't say that.
You just implied it heavily.
You're certainly putting the thought in my head. Hmm. Maybe Kim Kardashian wants to make sure that her next daughter has really large breasts and a butt so they don't have to get implants in the future like she had to. And she's doing her a favor.
Favor.
Yes.
I think you would also want to put in, like, also doesn't have back problems and all the side effects.
Strong bones and muscles.
That's secondary, honestly. They mentioned that it could be possible in the future to make a unicorn.
Yeah.
Although.
Well.
It would not be magical.
It would not be magical, and it would probably be actually kind of sad.
Right. The guy also, like, suggested taking rhino horns, genetic markers, to put on a horse. And I'm like, why not narwhal? Narwhals have unicorn horns already. Do the whole twisty thing.
I don't think they want the twisty one, though. They want this the straight long. Is that what the narwhal has?
Yeah, but it's like those lollipops that are, you know, twisted.
Like twisted around each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, if they do the last unicorn movie finally, Lindsay, they can just get a real unicorn to play the part.
It's not happening.
Which one?
Both.
Is it wrong for scientists to play God?
Probably.
I mean, they're already what stem cell research.
I mean, they're gonna do what they want to do.
Well,
I mean,
maybe not. I mean, there are
several scientists who are doing the genetic engineering stuff that are taking massive precautions, like going to an isolated island,
probably testing it on prisoners.
Building their own dinosaurs with frog DNA.
And prisoners.
And
because
prisoners.
The other concern with doing genetic editing and stuff like that is how it will actually end up affecting, like, the
ecosystem. Yeah.
That you can't create new things and then put it in the world and expect everything to go okay. It's baffling to me that we are now talking about genetic editing along with robots and AI. And all these other things that seem, you know, when you watch movies as a kid and they talked about, like, the year two, like the future. What was we watched the other day and they said it's the year 2017? Running Man.
Yeah.
The Running Man takes place in the year 2017.
That's like it was with my Robotech in the year 1999.
Right. Or Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. Like how they envisioned the future to be. And for
Ghostbusters said the world was going to end on
February 14th.
Valentine's Day last year, the year before.
It was like, yeah, recently.
Yeah, well, I think it was 2016 or 2000.
I don't know what that has to do with science, though.
Well, it was just...
The future.
The movies talking about the future. Yeah.
But my point was is that the future was so scientific, like science fiction, and we had none of that other than like your MP3 player and stuff like that. But now we're starting to get to a point where all of that crazy shit you heard about in the old movies is becoming reality.
There was an old book that talked about almost utopian future.
The Time Machine, H.G. Wells.
And
is that the book?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for playing.
Well, they did in that too.
And there's a lot of books, but this one.
There's a lot of books. Yes, there are.
They actually talked about how you would go to the store and buy things with a plastic card.
Huh.
That's just called a credit card, Allie.
Yes, yeah, but this was a book.
I know. I'm trolling her. They also said that in the future you'd be able to just like scan your hand and your credit card information would be on it.
And that's when people will start cutting off your hands so that they can use your thumbprint.
Well, that's
already happening.
Yeah, the inlay tattoos that are like conductive. I don't think they're made out of metal, but it's so that you can basically use, you know, your phone's near field to pay.
Right.
But in your hand.
Yeah. The science is getting to a scary point, and at some point, I have no doubt that we are going to create something that will destroy us. This may be the beginning of the zombie outbreak.
Robot, experience this tragic irony for me.
Why?
Skynet.
Why was I programmed to feel pain? I mean more of, let's say someone injects themselves with something that goes wrong. That could be the first zombie. That could be the start.
Well, didn't we already have that with the
bath salts?
Bath salts, yeah.
That's different. That's just a crackhead eating someone's face off. No, I will never go to Florida. Florida man. It's crazy. So what do you... Back on the subject here.
Well, maybe we can genetically engineer Florida out of existence.
You don't need genetics for that.
You just need nature.
Yes, or napalm.
I mean, natural selection hasn't been working. They've been at it for years now, and Florida still exists.
Well, I mean, we just shift the melting polar cap, so it's not just California that goes away. You make Florida go away, too.
How did this show go from genetic editing to why we hate Florida? I hear Florida's lovely.
My cousin Dave lives there.
They've got...
Is he crazy?
The Dolphins.
No, he's a pilot.
And NXT is at Full Sail University. That's in Florida.
They got Disney.
They got Disney.
Universal.
Yeah, probably, you're wanting to wipe out both Disneys.
Probably California nice targets.
I didn't say I wanted to.
The freak states. California, Florida. Let's say it was possible to genetically alter yourself in the future. You could type something up. Because the way this guy described it on the show was that he said that it's great that people can just put shit together and inject themselves with, and that's how it should be, that everyone can do this. I disagree with that personally.
Yeah.
I don't think any rando sitting
in his
apartment should do this.
Well, he also made the comment that instead of getting drunk and doing something stupid.
Getting a tattoo.
Yeah, and getting a tattoo. You can get drunk and crisper yourself.
Yeah.
They'll get that drunk sounds worse. And give themselves scales.
Yeah. He said that it should be.
I want to be a kitty cat.
Cats are not scaly.
Well,
what's wrong with your cat?
No,
no. This is when you're drunk,
this was a
cats
different,
have scales.
Oh, yeah.
No, this was a different train of thought. Okay. I just didn't pause in between.
It's fine. You're fine. He said that these things should be like apps, cell phone apps, that you just download whatever and play with it.
No.
That is not what genetic editing should be.
No.
This is scary.
I mean, maybe eventually there'll just be a catalog of genetic edits, but they won't let you like make your own.
It's like
just
that
be...
episode of Batman.
Which episode of Batman?
Batman Beyond, where they're all getting like animal traits.
Yeah.
And that was in the future, though.
It'll just be...
In the year 1998.
Wait, really?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't remember it being that old.
No, it was like 2020. Because, I mean, Bruce Wayne was in his like 70s at the point, so whatever. Anyway, back to CRISPR.
Yeah. I think it'll be you choose from presets.
That I could go on and literally...
Instead of dyeing your hair, you change... Yeah.
But you would have to wait for it, right? Like, pretend
you
I don't understand CRISPR.
You would have to wait
CRISPR.
Your hair to grow out, probably.
Well, pretend I know what CRISPR is, okay? Uh-huh. This is not something that I could literally go download and then just inject myself with, right? You have to have physical material to do this.
Yeah, but it's fairly small amount of physical material.
So what are you actually injecting yourself with?
But, this is going to be explained wrong, but this is the easiest way I know how to explain it.
Okay.
You know how a virus works? Attacks?
I've got several.
You're basically telling a virus, not really, but it's basically a virus telling you to go in, take out this DNA, put in this DNA.
But what are you actually injecting?
DNA.
Like, okay, so, again, this is not something that I can just go on my computer.
Cells and molecules and itty-bitty teeny-tiny things.
But it's not digital code. You cannot go online and download a script for how you want it and then just inject yourself. You have to get the DNA, right?
I mean, theoretically, you could just have blank DNA and then download a code to tell it to be whatever DNA you want and then inject that.
But you still have to have the DNA.
Yeah, but, I mean... Like, you know how easy it is to get DNA?
I don't. That's not a question I've ever asked myself.
Where can I get DNA on your bottle? Then. Have you not washed enough SVU?
Yeah.
But I assume that I can't just DNA's masturbate into a cup and then there's my CRISPR model. That was too far, and I apologize.
If you wanna,
Joe Bob again.
If you want to clone yourself, maybe.
No. Yeah. Kick his ass. I would genetically make him superior to me. But really dumb,
and then I would not superior.
Yeah, and then I would just beat his ass nonstop for being the me I always wanted to be.
You want to be really dumb?
That's the only part I don't want. Well, yeah, ignorance is bliss. I hate thinking.
I think this is the wrong show for you, man.
So you order the CRISPR, you go online, you tell it what you want. I can go to a website. I can pick, okay, I want bigger muscles, or I want to lose weight, or I want blue eyes instead of green eyes, stuff like that. You click that, they send you whatever, whether it be a package containing the thing you wanted or whatever. I inject it into myself, and then over time it happens.
Yes.
What is the price going to be on something like that? Because now, I feel like it's going to be astronomical.
Well, it depends on who gets hold of the market. Because if it does go...
Can they privatize it?
Well, like I said, if the pharmacy people, big pharma, get a hold of it, it's going to be stupid expensive. If, Elon Musk gets a hold of it, it'll probably be crazy cheap because he'll probably be like, yeah, give me $2 over the amount that it actually costs to send you this stuff. In which case, you'll probably be spending $20.
Right.
Because DNA's cheap. The code is already free.
Mm-hmm.
CRISPR, you can just go download the program.
But can they, when I say privatize, can they tax it? Can they make it a service that you have to pay for? Say the difference between...
If the government gets a hold of it, probably.
Yeah, the difference between downloading an MP3 illegally versus being on Spotify or iTunes. Can it be... Do you see a future where it is illegal to alter your DNA and that you have to do it through a government site, a government service, as opposed to you could take a kid home and do it, but if you do that, it could be illegal and you could be arrested for it?
I think if it gets out of hand, it'll probably become illegal.
I very easily see it getting out of hand. Am I the only one that thinks this is going to get out of hand quickly?
No.
By getting out of hand, I don't mean people doing stupid stuff. I mean getting out of hand is people start using it to attack other people.
So you think they could use it as a weapon? You could weaponize it?
Essentially.
I mean, you can weaponize anything.
Yeah.
You could, yeah.
So it really depends on how dangerous that could be and how effective it is. Because it might be that they can aerosolize it and just mass change entire continents.
Right.
Or it could be that it has to be injected, in which case somebody with a dart gun going around changing people that won't take effect for a few months and they can get to a hospital and change it before then.
You've never seen Oz, have you? The prison drama on HBO?
Yeah.
Where a guy had an AIDS-infected needle and he's walked around stabbing people with it and infecting everybody?
Right, but this isn't an infection.
It could be.
Kind of.
Could you genetically create an infection?
Yes. You could genetic engineer viruses.
This is the future we live in.
But you can already genetically engineer viruses.
You're worried about Russia.
That's what?
You're worried about North Korea. Yeah. You need to look over at the guy next to you who probably has a kid at home that he's creating some kind of megavirus, and he's going to distribute it. That's the guy you should worry about.
Until, Spider-Man becomes a reality, I don't really care.
So that's what you're going to do with it? Is you're going to become Spider-Man?
Well, until, like, you can do crazy things, it's probably not going to be that big of a deal.
Which is why
to change your hair color or to be skinnier or...
I'm sorry, but if I could have, like, natural neon pink hair, that would be awesome.
You're not worried... Okay, so you're not worried if they told you, hey, inject yourself with this and you'll have bright pink hair. You're not worried, like, long-term effects of... Okay, what the hell is this going to do to me?
It's going to change
that segment.
I don't even like
taking aspirin.
That's weird. It's going to change that segment of your DNA that controls hair color.
Again.
And nothing else.
Listen to the words you're saying, though. Inject this. This will change your DNA. How is that not terrifying that those words can be spoken so easily, so casually?
Because,
I mean, your DNA changes as you age.
Yeah, but
how else do you think you get gray and white hair or lose your hair?
Yes,
and
but it's
wrinkles. And some people can be born with blue eyes and then they turn brown by the time they're a toddler.
Yeah, that's not really DNA, but it's...
But that's natural. Yeah. That is natural. This is what your body does. You're talking about injecting a foreign sequence that is unnatural into yourself. I just feel like that has got to be scary.
Well, think about it like this. You have a chain of DNA, right?
Mm.
So think of it like an actual chain links. And all of these chain links are different. But each chain link could fit in each other's spot and it not make the chain any better or worse, right? It would still be a strong chain. So putting in a different chain link doesn't make your DNA better or worse. It just makes that chain link different.
And there are no concerns about the future.
I'm sure that there are concerns about the future.
If you inject yourself with this,
turning into nugenics and all that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the risk of having bad side effects is going to be near the same. Because it's changing DNA isn't like giving yourself a hormone or a steroid.
This is every science fiction like movie and game where people, there's a new technology, they inject themselves with it, you change your DNA code with it, and then next month or in 20 years when people go crazy with it, you've got monsters running around.
Or you change the DNA of a spider and then that spider bites you.
Let it go, man. It's not going to happen. And plus, if it could, why would you go for Spider-Man? I'm going Captain America. I want super everything.
Not as good as Bender.
You be the skinny pipsqueak kid. I'll be the handsome, jacked guy that every man and woman want to be with. And I will be with all of them. Because I'm going to change my genetic code that my penis stays hard all the time.
It's
going
to be real uncomfortable, man. You know, that comes with unexpected side effects. I almost said side of consequences. That's not a word.
All right. So we're going to leave the show tonight that science is scary. But it's interesting where we're going, and we're going to get real weird with it.
Oh, yeah.
Soon. Yeah. This is the downfall.
You just made me think of
It's Always Sunny.
Star-Lord with whenever he learns that he can make. He's like, oh, I'm going to make a lot of weird stuff.
Before we get out of here tonight, I do want to mention that our old friend Hunter Hendricks did message me about a possible haunting of his own. And I hope he doesn't mind me saying this out in public. I don't think he necessarily believes that it is haunting, but it's a weird coincidence that he found his glasses in a different position than when he left them. And there's no way it could have ended there. And also that Parker, local celebrity and beloved dog. He's a Chihuahua. Mm-hmm. He's also
nuts.
A buff-ass Chihuahua.
Yeah.
That he apparently does not like to... I'm trying to remember exactly what Hunter said without pulling it up. But he doesn't like to walk a certain way or go a certain way. And the way he doesn't want to go is apparently a painting that they had purchased that sits on a wall. It all sounds a little too good to be true. But
maybe the dog's just creeped out by the painting.
Possibly. But animals are way more sensitive. We said it before. Yeah. Animals are way more sensitive to the paranormal than you or I. They hit it on a different level than we do. So he's keeping his eyes and ears open to see if anything else weird happens. But the fact that his glasses were in a different place is really strange. That's that kind of thing that when something like that happens, your first instinct is to rationalize it and go, maybe I sleepwalked. Maybe I left it here and I didn't realize it. But just because you don't think it could be true doesn't mean it's not true. Like every time you see something out of the corner of your eye and you dismiss it as I'm seeing things, have you ever considered that maybe you're not? That maybe you are seeing what you think you're seeing?
Maybe you're hallucinating.
Just take the fun out of the paranormal, why don't you?
Hallucinations could be paranormal. Maybe a ghost's making you hallucinate.
what is it? Deja vu can be paranormal. Anything can be paranormal.
Vujade.
That sounds like a really...
The experience of this never happening before.
Vujade sounds like a really evil voodoo lobster.
Voodoo lobster.
A voodoo lobster from Bangor, Maine, named Vujade.
You just...
Aww.
You know why?
Because of that...
Because this here is Maine justice.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to I Want to Believe. We'll be back next month with that Bloomfield report. We're going to get down, and I'm going to kick... What's her name? Mary?
Mad Lucy.
I'm going to kick Mad Lucy's ghost ass for the listeners of I Want to Believe. We're also going to find out who is haunting the Hendrixes. We're going to have Parker on the show next month. So
be prepared for a lot of growling and
have
barking.
A little microphone set up right next to him. We'll see you guys tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. It's going to be a big show. We got a lot to talk about. And then, of course, Podzilla After Dark, 85 AD, which I love that, this Thursday. You guys have a great night. And since he no longer hosts the show, I can officially steal it. He can't get mad at me. Later.